What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Rantpocalypse Talks The Walking Dead for the second time, because our first recording didn't happen. Boo!
Yeah, but you know what? The good news is I think it's going to be even better than the first recording.
Oh, that's what we got to hope and pray for. It'll certainly be quicker, because I know both of us need to go to Betty
yes.
By. I'm Justin, by the way, and happy Halloween, everybody!
Well, happy Halloween, Justin. I'm Kelly, and together we are a mother and son walking dead talking duo.
Yes.
I was going to say a walking talking duo, but that was just weird.
So I don't think we could walk and talk at the same time.
No,
let's get real.
Exactly.
I do not think that would happen.
Nope.
Well, we are here to discuss Season 7, Episode 2 of The Walking Dead, which was entitled The Well. We just got done watching it live a little bit ago. If you want to watch live with us, you just can subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Rantpocalypse if you're listening to this on podcast services. So just go hit subscribe and it'll tell you, hey, Justin and Kelly are watching The Walking Dead live on Sunday nights and we're dressed in ridiculous costumes and I have luxurious hair.
That hair is just glorious. So it's pretty awesome. I think you should wear it for every one of these.
I think I may just go ahead. This is my video look from now on. I think this is a fantastic. Maybe not even just this. Maybe just the hair. I don't even know. But the shirt to me, it goes quite nicely with the hair. And I'm sorry if you are listening to this in podcast form, you are missing out on the gloriousness
yeah.
of my outfit and the gloriousness of Kelly's Rick sandwich that she has going on. Because you're perfect right there too.
Yes.
Like you're right in the middle of the Rick Grimes sandwich.
Yes. Either direction I look, I'm happy. So
yeah. I didn't want to know if that comes to your bed at night. I don't want to know that. So,
you don't want to know.
Yeah,
you
just
don't want to know.
You just keep that between you and the two Andys over there. So, all right. So what did you think about tonight's episode? It was definitely a much different episode than last week.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice that we slowed things down. It was exactly what we needed. I had a hard time. I didn't really even want to watch The Walking Dead tonight because I still hurt. So,
yeah.
And that does not ever happen. It never happens. I'm always super excited. Now I feel back more into the groove. Like, okay, I can look at the TV. I don't
yeah.
have to be afraid. So I thought this was a great episode. How about you?
I completely agree. I think this was much needed for us as Walking Dead fans. We needed something that has some humor in it,
mm-hmm.
Some lightheartedness in this episode. I thought was great. And you're completely right. We always, whenever The Walking Dead's on Sunday nights, we will watch last week's episode before we watch the new episode. And I couldn't do it this time. It's just really rough watching last week's episode. I don't know. It's rough. It's rough, people.
Do you feel like you'll ever watch it again?
I do feel like I'll watch it again. And I honestly want to make some I wish some fan would make a super cut of episode 16 from season 6 mm-hmm. and episode 1 that we just saw last week for season 7 and make it where it's a little bit more condensed, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and not, you know, a 2-hour long episode basically is what it kind of came out to. And then I'll watch it again. And it'll just take time. And then I think I'll be able to watch it. But even now, whenever I see old scenes with Cutlets, you know, Abraham and Glenn, it's really rough because you're like, ah, damn it. I know what's going to happen. But it's all right. We'll get through it. We just need more time. That's all I need. We all need more time to heal. A week was certainly it's just not enough time to heal from that. It's been a devastating week, you know, 7 days of just boo-hooing about our losses.
For me, I think it got worse as the week went along.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I mean, it just, the shock of it wore off and it just settled in that, oh, dang it. You know, no more of those two characters, especially Glenn, you know, it's just no more Glenn is just, that is. And we were talking about the fact that they've taken their names off of the front of the, in the credits, in the opening.
Yeah.
And that is too soon. I keep having people send me little jokes and stuff.
Fuck off with your jokes with Carl's
you know,
eye, or not Carl, with Glenn's eye, Popeye's,
mm-hmm.
and He's got Glenn's eyes, and it's like the kid that's got his eyes all messed up. Yeah, it's too soon. And I think it was somebody said the line previously that that's a world. This is a world that I don't want to live in. Or if this is the new world, I don't want to live in the new world. I feel like that was Jesus that said that last year. And it's tough living in a world without Glenn and Abraham. But luckily for us, we are introduced to a new character in this week's episode that has some crazy, crazy stuff going on. Definitely lots and lots of bravado as King Ezekiel is introduced. And you at first were not sold on King
No.
Ezekiel, but I think you are coming around to the King Ezekiel train and you're like, I'm jumping on
Yeah.
and I want to go hang out in the kingdom.
The kingdom is so awesome looking. I feels like a place that I would like to live, but once
Yeah.
he started talking, I'm like, what a jackass. I mean, he's such an asshole. Where does he think he's from? Because he did have that kingly air, you know.
Yes.
But by the end of the episode, I was like, oh my God, he's not an asshole. He's so awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, really hoping that he and Carol get together.
Yes, take a trip down memory lane, or not memory lane, just the lane, I
A
guess. They
lane,
just,
a nice, quiet dirt road, you know,
yeah,
and
they take a trip down the lane, otherwise known as the bone zone, and have a little bit of fun in that creepy ass house that Carol now lives in. I don't really understand that. I would have rather stayed. If I'm Carol, I want to stay where they got the cobbler for breakfast, the cobbler for lunch, the cobbler for dinner. Yeah, I'm all about that cobbler.
Me too. So I would have stayed as well. Okay, speaking of Carol, do you feel like, because we see in this episode and we've seen for the past few episodes that she has wanted to step back and not have people that she cares about, not have to fight for those people anymore. And so we see her move off all by herself. Once she does find out that everybody's been, devastated and
Yeah.
killed, do you feel like she's going to want to kill Negan, or is that going to be like just more of an excuse for her that, see, I knew I needed to pull away from having relationships?
I think it's going to be devastating at first, for sure. I don't think, I mean, that's the sad part about it is that we have characters that don't know about this at this point. I mean, Tara doesn't know about Denise, Tara doesn't know about Glenn or Abe, and we know that Tara came into the family with Glenn, and Glenn was the first one to be like, it's okay, we do crappy things, but I need you now, and they became really close. And of course, Carol and Glenn, they've been together since the beginning. So it's gonna really suck whenever they have to find out. In my opinion, I think it's gonna be more of a rallying cry for Carol to be like, fuck this Negan asshole. We're gonna take him out. Because I think that King Ezekiel and her are gonna get it on, and maybe it's gonna change some perspectives a little bit.
Maybe.
I think he already did a little bit in this episode with that amazing conversation that they had by the little fire pits, where it was so fantastic to get King Ezekiel's backstory, and he's being real with Carol. He said, there's that old saying, don't bullshit a bullshitter. And I love how he called her out and saying like, your little act is not working on me. I can see right through that. But then he's like, and my act's not working on you. You can see right through that as well. It was really cool.
When he said, I've done some theater, and I'm like, okay, there we go. That's where it all comes from. So, I am excited about that relationship. When he comes up at the end with that pomegranate, knocking on her door, then, hey girl, yes. Oh, and of course he's got Sheba with him. So
Oh man, Sheba was awesome. I just can't wait to see Sheba tear into some saviors. I would like her to tear into that really awkward, creepy savior that got in a fight with Richard, who is a part of the kingdom. I thought that exchange was really awesome. Probably one of my favorite parts of this episode because it tied back in to last week's season 7 premiere, and it brought the saviors into the kingdom. And I love the fact that Richard is feeding these pigs freaking walkers, and straight up mentions it to the saviors, like they've been fed really well. And inside he's like, yeah, you motherfuckers, go ahead and eat that, walker infested pig
Oh,
right there.
so disgusting, really disgusting. I have a feeling though that you don't want to get too attached to Richard because he seems like a character that we could really like, but I don't think he's long for this world.
No, because he doesn't like eating shit at all, and you can tell that he's really ready to fight. Like he doesn't want to just lay down and meet them every week to give the saviors the food. Because even that exchange, whenever I can't remember exactly what he said, but whenever they were leaving out, and it was King Ezekiel was going one way with Morgan, and Richard was taking the pigs off. He said something. I can't remember what it was that he said to King Ezekiel, but it was like he was kind of pissed at King Ezekiel. But I think it was just he's pissed at the entire situation
Probably.
of having to give stuff to these saviors, and he just wants to kill them. Yeah, I definitely would like to see Shiva just rip through those saviors.
And
That is for sure.
it just makes me so curious on how much they're supposed to provide because that was a lot of pigs.
Yeah.
So, and if it's just totally on how many pounds of produce or meat or whatever that you provide, God, they have time for nothing else really other than just working for Negan.
Yeah, I don't know where they're getting all these pigs. The produce I see, we saw them growing produce all throughout the kingdom in really, really creative ways of where they were planting it and everything. I thought that was really, really cool to see that, because to me, that's one of the coolest things about post-apocalyptic shows or books or movies or games is seeing how people thrive and survive. And I
And
mean,
use things, repurpose things.
Yeah, exactly. Repurposing, we thought they were old washing machines that they were repurposing to grow stuff in. Yeah, you're right. I don't know how they have time for anything else. I don't know how many times King Ezekiel's going to have for booty calls
I
whenever he has to get
know.
all this stuff growing. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe Carol might be like, all right, well, I'm gonna have to pencil Tobin in, and I'm gonna have to pencil King Ezekiel in, because I got needs, people. I got
Well, you know,
needs.
if you think about it, Carol is getting more attention and action just in because really, I mean, it's only been maybe a 2, 3 week period of time when she
Yeah.
and Tobin got together. So, you
Yeah,
know, I mean, this has
Carol's
been,
she might be stopping the killing, but she's certainly not stopping the bone zoning.
Well, I mean, you got your passions have to go somewhere.
Yeah,
So, you
that's
know.
very true. I did want to mention there was a couple of comic book things that little Easter eggs for the comic book fans out there. One being Ezekiel's shirt. I love the fact that he was wearing his shirt from the comic book, the one that's got the stars on it. I freaking geeked out whenever that came up.
I was so embarrassed for you. I mean,
Yeah,
you
I was
just
like, oh
like
my God,
lost
it's
your
the shirt,
shit over a shirt.
Oh, it was so cool. I freaking love that shirt. You can buy that shirt, I think, on the Skybound shop, or at least you could at one point. I need to own that shirt. It's an epic shirt. And then the second thing was Morgan and Ezekiel, because in the comic books, Michonne and Ezekiel hook up, and they have a very, very passionate, intense relationship with one another. And whenever Michonne hooked up with Rick, I knew that, oh, where's that storyline going to go? Is King Ezekiel going to have a romance? And it looks like Carol may be taking the place of Michonne in the comic books and having a romance with King Ezekiel, which will be, I think, very interesting. I think it'll be a lot of fun seeing those two together in the future. And like when I think about it long term of, we've got the kingdom here with King Ezekiel and Carol, super badass couple. Then we've got Alexandria with Rick and Michonne, badass couple. And then, of course, in the future, I think we will see Maggie more at the Hilltop, because that's where she's going right now. Unfortunately, she will not have a badass couple. Fuck my life.
Well, maybe she'll get together with Jesus.
I think Jesus swings the other way. Sorry to tell you that.
No. Where did you come up with
Jesus.
that shit? That is totally wrong.
Yeah, I don't think I think Jesus may be into maybe somebody like Aaron a little bit more or something like that. But yeah, definitely don't see I don't see Jesus swinging Maggie's way whatsoever. But yeah, so overall, I mean, I really love this episode. I think another one of our favorite moments was the opening scenes where the walkers were just getting eviscerated. It was epic. That one that got its head just completely sliced off from the front.
I don't
That
know
was
how
badass.
every week Greg Nicotero does something even better than the week before when it comes to walkers. Could you imagine the pressure on this dude?
He's certainly up to the task when it comes to the spectacle of the walker kills, because that was amazing. I can already see one of those walker kills being our Blu-ray special edition or something like that. They were that epic of kills. And I did love the whole them turning into humans and Carol noticing that all of a sudden that these walkers used to be people in real life and how it's affecting her. I think it's very interesting. It's not something we really think about a whole lot on the Walking Dead TV show. Now, Fear the Walking Dead has brought that in quite a bit with quite a few of the characters that we've been introduced to in season two, along with Nick, since season one, thinking of the walkers not as monsters and not wanting to just kill them just because they're kind of walking by him or whatever. So,
Not just for sport. It has to
yeah.
be a really good reason. And
Yeah.
obviously, my first thought when she's seen these people, the walkers turn into people, I'm thinking she's not even going to be able to kill a walker anymore. That's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
But then we see her, kill
Take the,
the little old lady.
yeah, the little old lady in the house. Exactly. Yeah. I'm glad that I would have absolutely hated that if all of a sudden Carol couldn't take a walker out. No, Carol's too much of a badass. I get that she's having some crisis for the last couple of episodes over the course of season six and now season seven, but she's too badass for that. I mean, she's not gonna let some walk like little old lady walker take her out because she's like, oh, I can't kill them. Yeah, that would have been completely stupid. And then she would have not gotten to take a trip to the Bone Zone, and that would have sucked for her and King Ezekiel. I wanted to say we were talking about Daryl. We didn't get to see him, but we did see him in the preview for next week's episode. I think it'll be interesting if we see Daryl come up in one of those exchanges. I think that'll be kind of fun.
I think that would be really awesome too, and such a complete surprise if he, comes with the bunch of assholes coming to pick up whatever the weekly tribute is.
Yeah.
But how do you think? I don't know. I'm curious to see if that does happen, how everybody would react. Because
Not, it'll be weird.
it'll be super weird. From the previews, it looks like things are not really going well for Daryl, though.
No, not at all. I feel like we got this one episode, we got a little bit of a reprieve, and it's back to eating shit in next week's episode, which, and it's The Walking Dead. We know what we signed up for. We signed up for pain, punishment, torture, and we love it. For whatever reason, we love it. But these people are our family, and now we want to see them just destroy Negan. So,
And I'm afraid it's going to take a while.
yeah, I am too. I'm afraid it's going to take quite some time to take out Negan. So, how many bacons do you give this episode out of five?
I'm going to give this 4 3/4 bacons. Just the whole introduction to King Ezekiel. Shiva is freaking amazing,
Yeah.
and his backstory. It was great, and the possibility of romance with Carol.
Yeah, I know
So
you're all
I know.
definitely all about that. I'm with you. I'm going to give this one 4.5 bacons out of five. I thought it was an excellent episode. The fact that we're introduced to King Ezekiel and already loving this character, I think, is a testament to the writing was done really well. The fact that we are introduced to him and we're like, I don't know about this dude at the beginning. But then, whenever he has the conversation with Carol and he lets out that who he is in reality, and you're just like, man, I really like this guy. And we needed somebody like that with the loss of Glenn, the loss of Abraham. We needed more of a moral compass of the group. And whenever Carol says, "Why would you want to help me? Why are you doing this?" And he said, "Because it makes me feel good." I felt good inside. I'm just like, Glenn would have loved that. You know, that's Glenn speaking to us,
And Abe would have hated
given.
it.
Abe would have been like, loose ends make my ass itch. Yeah, I'm gonna miss those Abe-isms for sure going forward on the show. But I'm with you. King Ezekiel, I think he's a great character. I love the kingdom, and I love the world building that we're seeing. It's gonna be really interesting going forward, seeing these communities interact with one another. And yeah, we needed this. I'm excited to watch this episode again, which is, I'm glad.
I know, me too.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it again. So we want to know your thoughts. How many bacons out of five would you rate this week's episode? Let us know in the comment box down below. And if you are listening on podcast services, you can email us your thoughts. It's rantpocalypse@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Sorry, we had two versions of this.
They
Who
were both
knows?
equally good.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. For sure. And yeah, happy Halloween to everybody. And maybe I'll bring my luxurious hair back for a future video because I actually, I love it. I wish I had hair this cool.
I really don't want to know what else you're doing while wearing that wig. So I'm just saying.
Exactly. All right. Hope you guys have a fantastic day and happy Halloween, everybody. Bye-bye.
Sweet.
Tell you